Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Sunday, the 19th of July. I hope you're all having a wonderful weekend. And boy, wasn't the weather good yesterday. Myself and Stephen got out two games in the Goodyear Auckland Club Rugby. And after some wet days, it was great to have some dry weather to watch the rugby in. And boy, thank you to all the clubs up there in Auckland who have been very welcoming to us as we've gone around. By the way, if you want to catch those interviews, you can watch those on our Facebook page that we did post-match interviews at those games. Also, we'll be rounding up all of the club rugby in the Driving Mall show on Monday evening at 8 p.m. In the news today, then, three tight games in the NRL. The Canes dash Blues titles hopes. Dixon comes second. The Pulse stamp their authority on the ANZ Premiership. The Nuggets catch the Ayres and rain stops play. Yes, a packed morning of news here on New Zealand Sports Radio. This is your best way to start the day up to date with all of the important sports news. And let's kick off with the football. Over in the EPL, West Ham beat Watford 3-1. And you've got to say that probably secures West Ham's survival now. They're 6 points clear of Bournemouth and Villa, who are in that relegation zone. Norwich City are already relegated. Watford now, with that loss, only 3 points ahead of those two teams. Look, with two games left, Watford probably will survive anyway. Also, overnight, that's the only game we've got to update you from the EPL. From the Belarusian Premier League, Verbitsk beats Smolovich 1-0. There was a good win for Verbitsk and see them climb up in mid-table. And also, we have Ruha Brest versus Bate playing at the moment, but it looks like Bate are going to win that one. They're 0-3 up after 60 minutes. In the A-League over in Australia, the Perth Glory beats the Central Mariners 1-0. In that one, putting Perth Glory cementing their place or securing their place in the sort of playoff, in the final series playoffs there. The Central Coast Mariners still sit bottom of the league. And yes, it's been a while since they've had a win. They're at the bottom there. So it looks like they're going to struggle to climb out of that bottom spot. Over in the in England for the England versus the West Indies, and the third day three of the second test over there was wiped out due to rain, so yes, no action over there. So that still remains with England after their first innings, 469 declared after 9 wickets. And the Windies got to he's got to 32-1 at the close of play to play on day two. But yes, with day three wiped out, that obviously reduces the chance of them seeing results in that second test. And now I'm going to hand you over to Stephen, who's going to take us through our birthdays this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Paul, and good morning to everybody tuning into New Zealand Sports Radio. In birthdays this morning at Commonwealth Games, bronze medalist on three occasions, a former head of the International Rugby Referees Board, and finally, a former boxer who won bronze at the 2002 Commonwealth Games, and that's where we start. Our birthdays this morning, Daniel Codling, born this day, the 19th of July, 1979, in Auckland, New Zealand, is a former boxer who won a bronze medal in the 64 to 69 kilogram welterweight division at the 2002 Commonwealth Games. Codling also worked with the New Zealand Warriors as a cardio trainer, bringing fitness aspects of boxing into rugby league. Moving right along, Patrick Dennis O'Brien, ONZM, born this day on the 19th of July 1959, commonly known as Paddy O'Brien, is a New Zealand International Rugby Union referee and former head of the International Rugby Board's referee board. He was born in Southland, New Zealand. He played his rugby as a fullback and wing for Southland at age group and a B level, as well as sevens between 76 and 84. That's why Paddy looks so quick when he's on the field. In the 2005 Queen's Birthday Honours, O'Brien was appointed an officer of the New Zealand Merit Order of Merit for services to rugby as a referee. And finally, Rhonda Robertson, born this day, the 19th of July, 1970, in Auckland, is a former female badminton player. She represented New Zealand. She is a veteran of 2 Olympic Games and 4 Commonwealth Games. At the 1994 Commonwealth Games, she won a bronze medal in the women's singles. Robertson won another bronze medal at the 1998 Commonwealth Games, partnering Tammy Jenkins in the women's doubles. 4 years later, at the 2002 Commonwealth Games, she won another bronze medal in the mixed team. It seems like she was always destined to pick up the bronze medals. However, it is her birthday today, along with our other two recipients. So happy birthday to all three of you. Back to you, Paul. And once again, three tight games of rugby league. We're looking forward to commenting on this morning.
Yeah, it seems like being a weekend of tight games all round. Okay, folks, you're listening to New Zealand Sports Radio here this morning as we bring you up to date with all the important sports news. And yesterday, in Super Rugby Aotearoa, the Hurricanes and the Blues fought out a cracking game where both sides, the lead switched sides many times. The Blues made a good start, but then got a yellow card. But they survived that only for the Canes to come back and even things up at half time. In the second half, the Canes made the better start. The Blues came back to even things up and then take the lead just after the hour mark. But a try late on for the Canes meant they got a 2-point lead and they held on to that. So, yes, it all came down to one conversion. Bowden missed his one. Geordie scored his one, and that was the difference between the two teams in the end down there in Wellington. Over in Australia, we followed that game up with the Waratahs taking on the Brumbies, and this was another game that went that swayed either way. The Brumbies started off really well and took the lead, only for the Tars to come back and take a 20-5 lead through that first half. But by half time, the Brumbies already clawed themselves back to 2017. The Tars were first to score in the second half to extend their lead, but it wasn't enough because, again, on with just 4 minutes to go, the Brumbies scored the replacement nine sniped over to score a try, and the conversion was completed for a 1-point lead, and the Brumbies held on to that victory. Yeah, again, it was a lot closer than I think many of us were expecting. Also, last week, the Farah Palmer Cup fixtures were announced. So the Farah Palmer Cup will kick off on Saturday, the 22nd of August, and go through for the, so the final will be on Sunday, the 18th of October. This year, we have a new format with teams split into a North Division and a Southern Division before the top two of each conference will play off in a final, semi-finals, and then obviously the finals. There'll be a number of double headers between the with the minor 10 cup games, and myself, Stephen, and Ashwin, we'll be trying to get to a number of minor 10 cup games. We'll try and catch some double headers and Farrah Palmer Cup games as well. So keep your eyes out, or do follow and subscribe to New Zealand Sports Radio for coverage of the Farrah Palmer Cup when it kicks off as well. Going to hand you back to Stephen, who's going to take us through the NRL news. I mean, a sport that keeps on giving, but this time in a good way.
Yeah, it certainly does, Paul, in, on the paddock at least. Now, first of all, the Dragons make a great comeback against the Bulldogs. The Rabbitohs make a great comeback against the Knights, but come up short. And Manly upset the high-flying Parramatta Eels. And we also look at the Warriors. They are rubbing a coaching speculation, but it's with the action on the field where we start this morning. The Dragons v. the Bulldogs. The Dragons have clawed their way back to defeat the Bulldogs 28-22 in an absolute nail-biter after the Bulldogs had led 20-10 at halftime at Wynn Stadium in Wollongong in the first game of a triple header Saturday. The Dragons scored two tries in the opening 8 minutes to fullback Matt Duffy and blockbusting centre Ewan Aitken, getting off to the best possible start. However, it would be the Bulldogs who would lay on the first of three tries in the first half to hooker James Marshall-King on the 20-minute mark. Fullback Nick Meaney threw a dummy and slipped through to score, and then barnstorming forward Raymond Faitala Mariner crashed his way over just 4 minutes later to send the Dogs into the break ahead by 10. The Bulldogs started the best in the second half with Meaney adding a second penalty goal to stretch it out to 12 points, but it would be the Dragons who would come home like a wet sail with 15 minutes to play, adding three tries to Jason Saab, Duffy grabbing a second try to level the scores. The game was pretty much on the line. Unfortunately, Bulldog Marcelo Montoya knocked on for Corey Norman to scoop up, run through and score the match winner of that final score again. St. George Dragons 28, Canterbury Bulldogs 22. We move on to our second game, and Newcastle Knights did their best to lose the second Saturday game after leading 20-0. As South Sydney scored three tries in 7 minutes and almost pulled off an amazing late comeback at Bankwest Stadium. The Knights were dominant for 60 minutes, but then South scored their first try with 15 minutes left and scored two more in quick time to make it 20-18. The Rabbits almost snatched an incredible victory, but the Hunter side managed to hold them out. They're from the Hunter Mariner area. That's Newcastle Knights. Mitchell Pearce and Kalen Ponga were the stars, while young centre Bradman Best and returning forward Mitchell Barnett were huge for the winners. The Knights, who led 14-0 at halftime, scored three tries to winger Inari Tuala, standoff at Kurt Mann, and fullback Kalen Ponga a try to centre Bradman Best and a penalty to Ponga in the 58th minute stretched the Knights' lead to 20-0. The Rabbits scored those three late tries, first to its bench player Mark Nicholas, live wire hooker Damien Cook bagging a double, but it was a case of too little too late. The Newcastle's Knights getting the job done again at 20 points to 18. And in our final game, Saturday game that is, the Manly Seagulls have beaten the Parramatta Eels in a thriller at Lotto Land. Martin Taupou got the Eagles off to a dream start with a try in the 3rd minute. After an early error from the Eels, Danny Levi was denied a try moment later, but Daly Cherry Evans made it 12-0 when he strolled over after slicing through a gap in the 15th minute. Levi wouldn't be denied a second time. He dived over from close range to push the lead up to 16-0. The Eels finally got on the scoreboard with a try to Michael Jennings, cutting the deflect to 10 points in the 32nd minute. However, any thoughts of an Eels comeback were quickly dashed with Joel Thompson pounced on a kick to push the lead back to 18 points at halftime. The Eels struck first in the second half after Walker Blake ran the length of the field following a controversial call. Blake appeared to strip the ball in a two-man tackle, but the bunker ruled that it was a loose carry from Marty Tapou. Michael Jennings added a second try to give the Eels a sniff in an unlikely victory when he sliced through in the 73rd minute. George Jennings then scored a late try with 6 seconds on the clock, and the Eels opted for to take the short kick off at one last chance of victory. However, the Sea Eagles went for the short kick and regathered the ball to hand the Eels just their second loss of the season. To be honest, that last try was just more of a consolation try. That final score again at Manly Sea Eagles 22, Parramatta 18. And we'll look at the full wrap-up of results tomorrow morning and also the table, but we'll cover that more extensively with Brad and Sanjay on Wednesday evenings in the standoff, 8 p.m. right here on New Zealand Sport Radio. Now, final story of the morning. The New Zealand Warriors have rubbished reports that they made a bold choice in signing new coach's head. I'll start that again. New Zealand Warriors have rubbished reports that they've made a bold choice in signing new head coaches to replace Stephen Kearney. ABC's chief league caller Andrew Moore reported yesterday night that the Warriors had signed the brothers Ben and Shane Walker as their head coaches on a one-year deal for the 2021 NRL season. However, Warriors CEO Cameron George emphatically denied the report when contacted by the Herald. "We're not even halfway through our process, so it's not correct. We're not even in the near finishing line processes, let alone considering applicants." The Courier Mail also reported that Shane Walker said he had heard nothing about the Warriors' job. Just a bit of an insight on the Warriors. The Walker brothers have developed a philosophy of their own and are openly skeptical about how the game is coached. Their on-field tactics include short kickoffs and trying to create tries with more movement on any tackle. Sounds like another code, but they play with a couple of extra guys. Coaching at the Ipswich Jets, there were no runs longer than 100 metres in pre-season training to keep the players fresh. They even draw methods from horse racing. Players do a short sprint 3 hours before kickoff. These ideas are backed up by input by sports scientist Tim Gabbett. Now, we'll have to Google Tim Gabbett to see exactly what sort of sports scientist science philosophy this fella has got. But that's all our league news today. Paul, I hope everybody has a great Sunday. And we are in the middle of the weekend. I'll be back tomorrow morning with more league news, no doubt. Oh, just before I go, almost forgotten. There are two games this evening. How could I forget this? Warriors supporters, they take on the Cronulla Sharks at Central Coast Stadium. That kickoff is at, it looks like it's an afternoon game, so a 4 p.m. kickoff. Wow, we get to watch a game in daylight. And then the final game of round 10 is at 6.05 p.m., and that's the Panthers taking on the Cowboys at Panthers Stadium, so a home game for the Panthers. And we'll wrap it up this time in league news. I'll throw it back to you, Paul.
Well, not even considering candidates yet. Wow. And they've not even thought about making a shortlist. Geez, the Warriors are a long way off then if they've not even made a shortlist yet. I think, I'm not sure he's being entirely transparent with the whole process there, personally. Yes.
I agree. I totally agree. He's throwing in a big few big sidesteps, isn't he, Cameron George?
Well, a few big dummies, I think, rather than necessarily sidesteps there. Moving on then to the netball. And the Pulse really did stamp their authority on the ANZ last night by beating the second place Mystics 44-38. They shot out to a big lead early on in the first quarter. They it was 13-5, and then the second quarter went 14-8. So yes, a big lead there, 27-13 at half time, and the Mystics were never going to be able to come back from that, even though they did win the second half, when I think the Pulse rotated their players. That means now the Pulse are 7-7 and top of the league on 28 points. The Mystics sits still in second with 5 wins on 21 points, and then quite a gap to the Northern Stars, who are third there with 3 wins on and a draw on 17 points. good to see that with those two draws, that draws have been added to the ANZ table now. Clearly, they've decided that these things might actually happen. Yes, Monday nights are when we've had draws so far. So maybe again this Monday. On to the Sal's NBL. We had two games last night. The Nelson Giants beat the Canterbury Rams 80 to 64. Canterbury Rams having a real tough time of it recently. They had a couple of close losses, but clearly it blew out last night off the back of really just some poor shooting close to the basket. Only managing a 37% success rate with their two-pointers compared to 47 by the Nelson Giants, who were led by Brooks with 26 points. In the second game last night, the Otago Nuggets beat the Franklin Bulls 89-83. And you got to say, the Nuggets showed us how you're supposed to play. 62% with their free throws, with their two-pointer shots, which shows you that they were nearly twice as good as the Rams in the previous game. They were led by Hunt with 31 points in that one. He was ably assisted by a couple of players, but Kenny with the wonderful mullet, especially on defense, who made up nabbed 12 rebounds for the Franklin Bulls. No player got above 20 points, so it's much more a team affair with lots of players chipping in with points, but they came up short. That means now that the top of the table is the Taranaki Mountaineers with on 14 points with the 7 wins, joined by the Otago Nuggets with 7 wins and obviously 14 points as well. The Manawatu Jets have got 6 wins and a game in hand, so they can join those two teams at the top of the table. And then they're closely followed by the Bulls, who are on 6 wins. The Huskies on 5. The Nelson Giants on 4 and the Canterbury Rams on 3 wins. But those 3 wins are the first 3 games of the season. They've now had 9 back-to-back losses. A tough old season for them in the Sal's NBL. Moving on to motorsport. Scott Dixon over there in the IndyCar really did not have his car set up well for qualifying and ended up starting from 17th on the grid for the night race down in Iowa on the Iowa Speedway. He came through the pack to finish second behind Simon Pinot. Simon Pinot did even better. He actually started from back of the pack after being unable to qualify. So, an amazing race down there in Iowa. That's the first of a double header. And we'll bring you the results of that second race tomorrow. Scott Dixon still leads the overall standings in the series. Over in Hungary, we have the third Grand Prix will be taking place. The season will be taking place this weekend after 2 races in Austria. And Lewis Hamilton is on pole there with his teammate Valtteri Bottas in second. Both from the Mercedes team. Lance Stroll with Racing Point is in third. So Lewis Hamilton's 90th pole qualification of his career. And obviously we'll bring you the results of that race tomorrow as well. Don't forget, you can listen to New Zealand Sports Radio on the go. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on your favourite podcatcher, be that iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Acast. You have now started the day the best way up to speed with all of the important sports news. Thank you for joining us, folks. Don't forget to join us this evening at 8 p.m. For our Super Rugby review, which obviously today we have the Chiefs versus the Highlanders in the afternoon game. And we'll review the action from all 4 of the Super Rugby games, both Super Rugby Aotearoa and Super Rugby AU as well this evening at 8 p.m.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.